Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, everybody. This week's elephant in the room is that the numbers don't lie. Today, folks, the elephant in the room, the big thing that's hovering out there now over this very consequential first 100 days of Trump, is that America is pissed. They are really unhappy. I'm going to go through some polling numbers with you today and talk a little bit about why this is such a big deal. Look, Trump has always had a boundary that he could never go really far below. It was in the low 40s. He would spring up, up into the high 40s, low 50s at top and on his best days. And at the bottom end, it was about 40%. That was the ditch. That was the bottom. That was the bad place. What we have now is a systemic collapse happening across every public poll and private polls that we're seeing of Trump's approval ratings. Not just his approval ratings at the top level. Do you approve or disapprove President Trump? We're seeing it in the specific job areas at a cataclysmic fall off. One of the worst areas is the economy. Now, I'm going to read you some stats today, so you're not going to get full eye contact the whole time, but I've got to read some of these numbers for you because it is remarkable. Okay, Pew, he has dropped to 40%, where his bottom has been traditionally. That's down 7% since February. That's a big deal. That is not trivial. That is consequential. Ipsos, 42% approval, down from 47% when he was inaugurated. Gallup, 45%, down from, it's at 44% in early April. A little chatter in that one. YouGov, 41%, negative 13. Okay, that means he is in the ditch. Times, about 50% disapproval on Trump, 45% approval. Ugly. Reuters, Ipsos, 37% on economic handling, 56% say he's too erratic. Oh, you think? You're surprised by this, 45% are confident in his economic decisions. In November of 2024, that number was 59% were confident in his economic decisions. We can mock him for saying that. One of the groceries, the groceries, the word nobody knows, the groceries. Trump did win in part on the sense that the economy was in trouble and the sense that everyday people were paying too much for eggs and the gas and all the other ha. But that number is now collapsing to a point where you don't come back from it. Even the Fox News poll has a 56% disapproval of Trump's handling of the economy. I don't know, maybe Rupert didn't get the memo that week. These are not great. CNBC, 55% disapprove on economy. 59% on disapprove of the tariffs in the Pew poll. 58% disapprove of the tariffs in the Fox poll. 75% of people say they are concerned about a recession in the stock market because of Trump's actions on tariffs in the Ipsos poll. These are all the latest polls. These are all the latest numbers. And I did this morning. I'm in Los Angeles while I'm recording this, so I was up at 4 in the morning because that's, you know, normal human time for me. And I went into the polling rabbit hole for your viewing pleasure. Immigration has always been Trump's strongest card. That's why he's playing that card. That's why we're going through all the drama about Kilmer Abrego Garcia, because Trump wants to keep the subject on immigration. Well, he is at 48% disapproval on his handling of immigration. That's down in the YouGov poll by 11 points. He is falling off. Even his immigration stuff is starting to blow back on him. 51% in the new Pew poll say Trump uses too many executive orders. Oh, you think? Well, there's a shucker. 59% in the same poll say that we're losing our global credibility. Also, you think? You know, look, one of the big illusions coming out of 2024 was that young voters are now all Republicans. They've all turned MAGA. Well, 15% of young voters say the country's on the right track. If you think you're going to convert that into a majority of young voters voting for Republican candidates not named Donald Trump in the future, I would like to sell you some property on an island in the Pacific with dinosaurs on it. Republicans are generally still with Trump. 80 to 90% of Republicans are still like, yeah, Trump's the man. Democrats, he's got 4% of Democrats who like him, and only 37% of independents, which I will tell you is going to be a soft spot for a lot of Republicans coming up in the 2026 elections. People are economically pessimistic. And look, I didn't throw this together as a big briefing. I didn't dive deep into the crosstabs on all this stuff this morning. But I think it's important for you to remember that the illusion of political invulnerability with Trump comes from the idea that people trust him on the economy, that people believe his leadership is strong, that he is a good negotiator. How's that working out anywhere across any spectrum of the things that is going on with Trump right now? It's not. Let me tell you why, in part, he is where he is on these numbers. Because he shot himself in the dick repeatedly. Now, I know that's a technical term you don't frequently hear in serious polling discussions, but Trump continues to do the things that will cause these numbers to go down.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
Yesterday, he had a perfect opportunity to fix one of these problems, right? He's sitting there in this discussion, and they say, Mr. President, is it true that, like Scott Bessent said, you're going to lower auto tariffs? And Trump goes out and goes, no, I'm raising them. Right now, the stock market is playing this crackhead game with Trump. Everything Scott Bessent says, oh, we're going to do this, this, and this. And the market soars. Then Trump goes out, shits the bed, and the market dives again. Markets like three things, as I've said before. They like certainty. They like to know what's going to happen. They really, really like it. They like predictability. They don't want to see the Federal Reserve chairman under fire. And they like the rule of law. They like to know that people have to follow the rules. None of these are happening with Trump, as you can imagine. The tariff box is a Chinese finger trap. You guys know what those are, right? You ever get this when you're kids? Those little, like, woven things you shove your hand in, your fingers in, and if you pull it back hard, they lock down, and you can't get out. If you relax the pressure, you can get out. Trump is in the Chinese finger trap of trade right now. He knows what's happening will destroy him politically. Probably already has in a lot of weird long-term ways, okay? His singular image was the guy who knew about the economy, the guy who could make the deals, the guy who was the negotiator. It's all gone now. He is capitulating to China, and China is basically saying, you know, go fuck yourself for a reason. They don't need Trump now. This trade thing wasn't just an economic disaster for America. It was a broader political disaster around the world. The trust and confidence in the American economy is shattered. It's going to take a generation to fix this problem. And it's going to take boring, predictable, steady leadership to fix this problem. Do any of those things spring into your mind when you think of Donald Trump? It's going to take responsible adults to fix this problem, not a responsible adult. So all these things that are happening right now, they're adding up, they're accreting to break that profoundly powerful image that Trump got from one thing. I discovered this during a focus group in 2015. We were studying how are we going to beat Trump? And we discovered that the strongest people in the room who believed in Trump as an economic savior and genius were also the heaviest viewers of television, particularly a little show called The Apprentice. Mark Burnett spent 14 years with Donald Trump in front of a camera pretending to be a CEO, play acting. It was the fake orgasm of CEO roles. It was convincing to people who didn't know what they were doing. It was convincing to people who were out there in the world. But 15 years in a very highly rated TV show, very high ratings, gave America this image of Trump that never, ever fell apart. Even when he fucked it up during COVID. Right now, he has shattered that image, I think, in a really profound way.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
He has been feckless and wild-haired about this entire process of this trade war. The impacts are hitting people, and they're going to hit people much harder, much sooner than they think. The supply chain is completely bonked. We are right now looking at, I'm in California right now, I'm in Los Angeles, down at the Port of Long Beach, normally one of the most busy, high-energy, high-intensity ports in the country. It's a ghost town. Things aren't coming in from China. Things aren't coming in from other countries. You start a trade war like this, and the other countries get a vote. And they have voted to not take Trump's negotiating tactics seriously. They have voted to tell Trump to go fuck himself. They have voted to hurt America by hurting Trump. He gave China the greatest gift he could have given them. Particularly, he gave Xi the greatest gift he could have given Xi. And Americans are understanding this now, I think, at a pretty fundamental level. Americans are getting this. The numbers aren't lying. The economic numbers are telling Americans the truth, as opposed to Trump's tweeting and social posts. The economic sense of pessimism is rocketing up. I mean, we're talking at levels now that no one's ever seen before. We're talking at levels now that have radiated out into the Republican world beyond Trump. We're talking at levels now that are truly and profoundly scaring the shit out of Republicans in Congress and in the Senate. In the state of Virginia, I'm given to understand there's some polling on the Republican side that has absolutely terrified them. Good luck. Elon really, really did a number on Virginia. Doge really, really did a number on Virginia. And they're about to pay a political price for that. And as Trump continues to break the economy, there's a point where you can't just pretend the polls aren't what they are. Look, Trump is even underwater in Rasmussen, which is as much of a pet project Republican poll as you can get. We are looking at a tidal wave of continued bad news for Trump. His behavior is erratic. People know it. He has proven to them he's not a good negotiator. People know it. The stock market is like a crackhead stock market behavior that is driven by Trump's erratic nature, and people know it. They've seen their 401ks ripped apart. People know it. You know, the thing with Donald is if you live inside the bullshit tornado that he creates every day, if you live inside the bullshit tornado that Fox News creates every day, you can believe that things are fine. But the numbers do not lie in the end. And that, my friends, is this week's elephant in the room.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Produced by Whitney Hayes. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.